USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Seven are confirmed dead and several others injured after a driver slammed into a crowd of people today in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval says some of the bystanders detained the driver.
It wasn't unknown if the driver was just trying to get out of the vehicle or trying to leave the scene. If he was trying to leave the scene, of course, that would be another charge.
Sandoval says the suspect was arrested and charged with reckless driving, and more charges will likely be filed. Authorities in Texas are working to identify the eight people killed and seven others that were injured in Saturday's mass shooting at a mall near Dallas. Authorities are expected to release the name of the gunman who was killed by police. Three witnesses like Stanley Green said they're grateful for local law enforcement.
We left the store about an hour and a half after it all began, and they have everything coordinated so well done. So, you know, they've had a lot of preparation.
They believed he acted alone, but there is no word on a possible motive. At least seven people remain hospitalized, with the victims ranging in age from 5 to 61. A 17-year-old girl is dead and five others injured after a shooting near a college campus in Northern California. It happened early yesterday morning during a party at an apartment complex in Chico, California, 90 miles north of Sacramento.
We are asking the community for any information you may have to assist in this investigation. If you or someone you may know has information, please call the Chico Police Investigations tip line at 530-897-5820.
Chico Police Chief Billy Aldridge. The MTV Movie and TV Awards won't be airing live tonight. The show is being scaled back to a pre-taped format instead of after host Drew Barrymore pulled out in solidarity with striking members of the Writers Guild of America. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The Writers Guild of America strike is continuing today. The strike began after the WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired this past Tuesday. It's the first writer's strike since 2007. It was a happy but yet sad week at Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby.
Mage at 15-1 beat out Two Phils and Angel of Empire to grab the victory in the first Triple Crown leg of the year after the favorite Forte was scratched ahead of the race. The win snapped a losing streak for jockey Javier Castellano and was a first at the Derby for trainer, owner, and fellow Venezuelan Gustavo Delgado. But it came during a tragic week at Churchill Downs, in which seven horses died. Two of them, Chloe's Dream and Freezing Point, were euthanized on Saturday. I'm Karen Sloan.
The California Reparations Task Force is approving a list of proposals that would compensate and apologize to black people for generations of harm and racial discrimination. The state's proposal includes a formal apology from the state, compensation, and policy reforms that will help African Americans gain equity. Both Chris Brown and Usher took to the stage Saturday night at a Las Vegas music festival, not more than 24 hours after the two longtime friends reportedly got into a physical altercation at Brown's 34th birthday party. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.